We're talking with Katharina Manassas today, who is a psychiatrist at the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto. She's also a professor of psychiatry at the University of Toronto. Our topic is problem solving with anxious children and their families. Dr. Manassas, first of all, let me ask you, can you describe what you mean by the process of problem solving with anxious children? It sounds simple, but I'm sure it's complex.
What I mean is to work collaboratively with children to find and apply new solutions to a particular dilemma or situation. And that involves several steps. First, one helps the child pick a specific day-to-day situation in which the child could choose different ways to behave and is motivated to try something new. Then one helps the child identify different choices by brainstorming, look at the merits of each choice, select a choice, implement it, and evaluate the result. If needed, the approach can then be fine-tuned. So an example would be a shy child who's ready to become more socially active. That child could problem solve different ways to participate in games with other children at recess, try it out, and see how successful it is.
So the primary benefits for children who learn this type of problem solving?
It's a really great way of learning from experience, which is called active learning. And we know that active learning is more effective than listening to lectures or to people telling you what to do. And when children problem solve repeatedly, they become more confident and more independent in handling different situations without needing so much adult support.
So do you use this technique with children of all ages? Is it appropriate for the very young as well as teenagers and everybody in between?
It can be done quite independently by older children and teens, but younger children can do it with some support. Younger children have a more limited ability to think about different solutions and more limited control over their environment. So they may need more adult support to simplify the process, spell out different options, and help them put it into practice. So a young child, you might say, what do you think would work better, this or that idea, and then help the child try it out.
Is there any age at which somebody is too young, or is it an individual choice depending on the child's abilities otherwise?
I would say you could start with preschoolers.
So what are some of the obstacles that anxious children might face?
Anxious children are sometimes very easily overwhelmed, so they may think of many different situations where they're anxious and have difficulty starting with just one. They may also be perfectionistic and try to come up with the right answer, and so have difficulty brainstorming different possible ideas. They may tend to choose alternatives that involve avoiding the situations they fear rather than facing them, which is the opposite of what's helpful. And they may also need some extra support or extra encouragement to try a new behavior until they do it more confidently.
So what kinds of obstacles or challenges do their parents and teachers and other adults encounter?
The first obstacle for parents is that parents of anxious children are sometimes anxious themselves. Anxiety runs in families. So they may have similar difficulties to what I just mentioned for the children. In fact, they can sometimes inadvertently encourage children to pick solutions that involve avoidance rather than confronting fears. However, if they're aware of that tendency, parents can be very helpful. And all the adults, parents, school teachers, everyone around the child needs to be aware that whatever the solution that's going to be tried, it will take lots of practice and encouragement and positive reinforcement of the child making the effort.
What can you tell parents to expect in terms of length of time before they might realize improvement and see it in their children?
For one specific situation, improvement sometimes happens in days to a few weeks, especially if there's lots of praise and positive reinforcement for effort. Developing overall more confidence and more independence in solving problems, though, usually takes a number of months or even a year or two.
Can you give us some examples of problem solving that have been highly effective?
In anxious children, one of the most effective uses of problem solving is as part of cognitive behavioral therapy. So when the child, for example, learns how to think more bravely, think brave thoughts. It's great to think brave thoughts, but at some point you have to put them into practice. And problem solving can help children figure out how to put their new attitudes into practice in the real world.
How about where it has not produced the desired outcome? In those cases, what's the next step do you take, and how do you get the parents involved to help?
When things don't work out, it's usually because the child or someone in the child's life is either unable or unwilling to change. So inability happens when children may need more support than what was first anticipated. So for example, a child who's developing good homework routines may need some tutoring or academic support in addition to actually the good routine. Sometimes children underestimate how much effort it will take on their part, so they get discouraged. There may also be parents who feel reluctant to let their children try new behaviors. Sometimes parents are quite protective and therefore don't want their children to try anything too different from what they're doing. So it's important to be honest about that and to come to some ideas that both parent and child can feel comfortable with, and then gradually work up to the more difficult situations or options. And finally, power struggles can always interfere with problem solving. In that situation, one needs to work with both parent and child to come up with strategies that can be discussed more calmly and less emotionally. And sometimes if power struggles are extreme, then some family therapy is needed first.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about the topic of problem solving with anxious children?
I think although we've just talked about the ways in which things can go wrong, I think it's important to emphasize that children are often more capable than we think, so we shouldn't underestimate them. One of the nice things about problem solving is that it allows anxious children to show us just what they can do.
Very good. Thank you, Dr. Manassas. This is Jean Kaplan-Tigro for ADAA.